Yeah. You already know what time it is. It's that boss lady energy. What belief meets the mic, and power meets the moment. In the room, yeah, the vibe done changed. Crown in my head, I don't play no game. From the vision to the voice, yeah, I built my lane. Now the whole world listening when they hear my name. Boss lady energy, yeah, that's me. I turn it up loud, let the world see. From the mic to the stage, we running it free. I believe network, yeah, we worldwide. Worldwide, worldwide. You're now tuned in. The sunny smile show live.
Hey, welcome to the Sunny Smile Show Live. We is here finally, and we are on live. How y'all doing tonight? I want to give everybody a shout out to everybody internationally that's listening. Thank you for y'all's support to the Sunny Smile Show Live and for I Believe Network podcasters and to all my fans and listeners on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Thank you for y'all's support. And further ado, finally, you see what I got on? You see that? I overstood. Stan.
That's what's
I
up.
Got you.
I got you.
So I want to thank you, Miss Adina Howard, for coming on my show, for blessing it. And I am so happy to see you here with me. You just don't know. It's a long time coming. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
What's going on though?
Life is going on. There's so much going on right now. I'm in the process of starting my company, She Global, which is going to tap into a market that is undervalued, underserved, and that is women. In the industry, but as well as mid-career women who are looking to pivot. You know, we a lot of times when we're in a certain space and we're tired of doing what we're doing and we want to make that shift, but we don't necessarily know how to shift. We may not have the skills necessary to make that shift the way that we want to. And so I'm putting an infrastructure in place to make sure that we can make that happen.
Oh, okay. So it's going to be like a resource for women entrepreneurs.
It's an infrastructure. It's going to be more than a resource. It is going to be, I'm building the She Global Institute. So it's going to be an educational, because I would love to, I'm going to have an institute specifically for women to help us get the tools and the resources that we need to be able to move forward, to sit on advisory boards, to be able to start our own companies, and to be able to generate generational wealth through our equity.
Yes, yes, yes. So how long has this company, how long have we been existing and putting this process, this project together?
So I have been in the process of doing this for the past probably almost 6 months, really just going into making it happen. The company was initially called CEO. And when I went to, which was shamelessly helping elevate each other, but when I went to trademark it, CEO was taken. And of course, there's so many CEOs out there. I have to make a shift. I have to pivot and do something a little bit different. And so I did my research and She Global was available. And I was like, why not? And She actually stands for supporting her evolution.
I like that. Yes. But I can understand why that name is taken, because we saturate the market right now. So I can understand that. But yeah, She Global, I really like that. That's really, really, really unique. And I'm glad you're putting this together to help, you know, women like me and others out there, to help us with our venture and stuff. And so when do you think it's going to really launch?
Right now, that's a good question. My focus is making sure the foundation is solid and I am on divine timing. I'm on divine time, not my time. So I'm just, it really, it could be next week. It could be next month. Prayerfully, it will be within the year of 2020.
Amen. Yeah. I'll pray speedy for that, because I think we really need that right now, because a lot of women, you know, instead of helping us put our crowns on, they tilted them over. You know what I'm saying?
It's okay to wear a tilted crown. Structure. It just means you lived. That's all. A tilted crown just means you lived and you overcame some shit. You still got it on your head.
That's right. That's right. You're right. But I don't want to bow too far. I can't catch it no more. You know what I'm saying? And I've been there. I bowed it and dropped it.
And hold your head up.
Yes. So speaking about holding your head up, let's get into this song, I Overstand. Let me tell you, I'm going to tell you a little story. So I had a surgery about 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And your song resonated one day when I was going through a post. And I said, Dina, how I got a new song? I never heard this song before. And I was like really, really depressed, because I had 3 surgeries in 1 year, and it really like took me away from myself, you know? And I just kept hearing this song. I just kept playing in my playlist with other artists, but that one, it's so bad, Miss Howard. My boyfriend sings it. My dog sings it. They all overstand.
There you go. Well, you know, we all, you know, as long as we're living in this life as human beings, we're always going to be going through something, right? Seasons change constantly. And so we always have to just recognize that there are seasons when we're going to thrive, and there's seasons where things are going to fall away. There are going to be seasons where at the end of the day, we're just going to have to just deal with the death of something. And it doesn't necessarily mean like a physical, you know, death of someone or something, but just, you know, an internal thing where you're dying. Like they say, you should die every day to yourself, just letting things go that no longer serve a higher purpose. And sometimes it's difficult to do that, you know, letting go of people, the death of a relationship, you know, the death of a job, you know, just being able to release and let go is not something that we have been conditioned to do as human beings. And so I definitely get it. It's like, it hurts when your throat goes down the drain. You know, I deal with back pain on a consistent basis, you know, and I remember when, you know,
wow.
I remember lived this life pain free, but now every day it's like, okay, oh, that hurts, you know? And so we have to let go of who we used to be and who we're becoming, and embrace who we're becoming. And that can be challenging because we're habitual creatures.
Yes, we are. But I have the same back problem, because no one believes I'm 56. And I was like, you know, doing a butt in 95 South.
Hello.
And freak in the morning, freak in the evening. Yeah.
That twerking before it was called twerking.
Yeah, that's right. We was doing the butt.
That hinge right there. We constantly, the hinge, wore out.
They don't even know we've been doing it before we even thought of, but now we feel it though. You know what I'm saying?
30 years of that right there, doing the butt and twerking and everything else y'all want to call it.
Yeah. We blame it on Dina Howard too. Oh, so
is that what we're doing?
Yeah, I got 90s babies.
Okay. Yeah, you was acting up.
Yes, I was. Between you and Secret Garden.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
In the 90s, we were cutting up. We were definitely.
Yes, right. So then the inspiration that you had with I Overstayed, so it was really personal, a personal situation that you went through to bring this emotional song or inspirational song onto the platforms now?
Yes, absolutely. Being in a position where I was at the top of my game, being the first female in the industry to be able to capitalize on what I was singing about on a commercial level, to have that peak, that success, and then all of a sudden, well, technically it really wasn't all of a sudden, but it felt like all of a sudden, then to have that decline, then to have, you know, to have the blacklisting take place and all of those other things, and having to just really sit in that space of I'm no longer because of that, right? And so just in that season of my life, being at the mountain peak, and then now I'm down in the valley, so to speak, and just having to sit in that space and really think about how I got there, you know, why, you know, I'm in this position. And a lot of times the creator will put you in that space because you're doing too much.
Yes.
Or not enough at the same time.
Yes.
And you just have to be put in proverbial time out to say, look, you weren't doing what you were supposed to do, or you were doing too much. And now I'm having to bring awareness to your behavior, because the next time I bless you, you know, you won't squander it. You'll recognize what it is and what it ain't. And so me having to sit in that space and just contemplate the decisions that I made in my life, because we are where we are because of the decisions that we made based on the choices that we were given.
Yes.
And so me just being in that space, I'm like, okay, you know, and having my moments of just feeling dejected and just not in the most positive space, and realizing that, this sucks and it hurts, it's uncomfortable. Yeah. But it happens for a reason. I used to listen to Jeanne all the time, and the song, their song, Everything Happens for a Reason. As a kid, I used to play my mother. You know how your family, your household knows the song, I understand. At that point, my mother knew the song, Everything Happens for a Reason. So it's just being in that space of everything. This all happens for a reason. And it's not necessarily to punish you, but to prepare you for the blessings that are to arrive. And you have to be prepared, ready, willing, and able to accept and receive. Because if you're not, then all of your prayers are a moot point. And when you get what you know, you've prayed for or asked for, you're going to squander it, and you're going to just piss it away. And then you're going to be mad, but you're not going to be mad at you. You're going to have to be mad at everybody else if you are not in a space of self-awareness and self-analysis. And so, that's pretty much how that song came about. I had to sit in my shit.
Yes. Come on now. Whew. I know I sat there for a minute. I was like,
because the minute that you get snapped out of it, if you haven't sat there long enough, you're going to end up backsliding and reverting back to the behavior that put you there in the first place.
Yes. Trust me, you're preaching some women here. Yes, ma'am.
That's how
Our
Overstand came about.
That's precious. That's your baby then.
Yes.
This is your birthday. It's like you transitioning to healing.
Yes. And that's where She Global comes in as well, because me recognizing that what I was given is so fleeting, you know, and I need to build, and I'm building something a lot more solid, something a lot more profound, something that is less ego-driven.
Yes.
It's about being a blessing and not just taking.
Yes. God will use anyone in any season, any reason, he will use it. He will break you down.
Technically, at the end of the day, you end up breaking yourself down because it's your fault. You have to take responsibility for your actions. You have to hold yourself accountable. If you do not hold yourself accountable, then you don't learn anything.
You're right. You're so right. You know,
and I learned that. I'm like, I'm here because of me, not because of anybody else. I'm the reason for my season.
Amen. So during your what was the most major challenge in your career that is an overcoming victory to you right now? Like, or you can remember?
I'm still here. In spite of everything that I went through with the shutdown of my career, and that's the major thing, to have a career that was thriving, and then for the reasons that they were, and they're not the reasons that people continue to think that they are. The misinformation, the miseducation of information, it's like what they're putting on the internet as to what it was is not what it was. And we're not even getting into that discussion, but I can tell you this. It had everything to do with me not making right decisions and me being in a space of, like I said, ego, thinking I was, I made it happen, thinking that I could come into a room and just be and bow down. And it's like, no, you have to give respect where respect is due. And you cannot disrespect anybody on any level. And in turn, expect respect.
Exactly. You are so right.
So you can't tell, like the saying that the elders have, you can't piss on somebody and tell them it's raining.
Okay. No, you can't.
Because in due season, you're going to get pissed on in real life. Yeah. So,
you can't move fast enough.
Hello, a thunderstorm of it. Come on now.
Been there, done that. Wore a t-shirt. Come on now. Yeah.
You got the pocket.
That's why we're on the podcast. I got pissed on.
Hello, right? So it's one of those things that I'm just, it's like just to be able to overcome that in itself for me to still be here and to still have the opportunity and the ability to hit the stage every single year when I am called to perform is a blessing. That lets me know the guy was like, okay, you're good. I can let you out out of the corner, because you've learned your lesson. Now let's get back to work because there are greater things that I have for you. But you had to go through the stripping, in order to be, put back in a space of where you can wear the blessings that I'm going to give you.
That's right.
And walk in it.
Don't give up.
Because at the end of the day, sometimes the storms seem like they're never ending, like it's a perpetual just what the f- is going on. But one of the things that I've learned in all of that is to focus on the flowers and not the weeds. Because more often than not, when you're focused on the weeds, you bitching and moaning about the weeds and ain't doing nothing about it. You're not cleaning up your yard, getting your life in order. But you have flowers over here that did grow. And it's like, shift your perspective and look at the flowers, look at the blessings that you have and focus on those all the while still tending to the mess that you made because the weeds wouldn't be there if you did not do what you did, if you didn't sow them. It's just, just shift perspective. I'm going to focus on the flowers. I'm going to tend to those weeds, but they're not overrunning, But let me do what I have to do. And it's what it is.
Yeah. And that was the question I was going to ask you was like, how do you stay positive grounded during your difficult times? That was the question. So you answered it before I could get to it.
I give God the praise and the glory. I am one of these people, like I will shout hallelujah in a heartbeat on you. Like it'll come out of nowhere. And I there are moments where I literally have to restrain myself out in public. Or if I have company around or something, because they don't know what's coming, but there'll be something in the pit of me that will just all of a sudden it's just I'm shouting.
Yes. I'm shouting
at the end of the day. That's what I know. What I know if I don't know anything else.
That's it.
I'm here because the divine placed me here. And when there's no more need for me, when my job is done, I'm in the queue to go anyway, my number's gonna be called. But in the meantime, between time, what am I fretting over? Because I am better off than someone else. There's a song that I grew up on called Be Grateful by the Hawkins. It says, God is not promising sunshine, but a little rain.
Yes.
And so, and it helps, and that rain helps you to grow. And so for me, that is part of my was raised Baptist, Pentecostal, non-denominational. So I all up and through the church, baptized, born again, speaking tongues, Holy Spirit, all of that. One of those that I fall back on my foundation. That's important.
Yes, on your heritage. Yes, it's good to do that. Come, go back so you can fly forward. Yes.
And it's very good. take a couple few steps back in order to move forward.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So what message do you have for your listeners to take from your music, your new, you know, inspirational music today?
To know that this doesn't last always. Your storms don't last always. And sometimes you don't necessarily have to pull out an umbrella when it's raining. You know, just stand out, just stand in the rain and allow it to fall fresh down, you know, on you, and just receive whatever it is that's coming your way, and knowing that it's not there to break you, it's there to build you. However, if God is in the space of breaking you, it's because something needs to be replaced.
Exactly. Yes.
Now, you know, I didn't mean to get on here and start preaching if that's what it is.
No. But this is a faith-based station. This is the set. We're going to send it to your grandma.
You know, if she was here, she would be so proud.
This is, you know, I did singular for a long time. I used to run, I had a company called Cypricode Music, and I did singular for a long time, and it peed on me. You know, it did the darn thing. Yeah. I couldn't breathe. I was suffocating, and I was doing too much. And I feel that's why when I listen to your song, I overstand. And every time I hear it, I'm like, no, like I did go through that. You know, I did, but I wouldn't be in this place now. And that's why I reached out to you, because I was like, you know, I just, something God said, reach out to her. Don't be scared. Because like I was so timid. Like, I know how you feel, like trying to get back into the industry. I was so timid to like even reach out to someone, because you really don't want to talk about what you went through. You know what I'm saying? And because no one really understands the music industry like we do, and how they can do what they can do, what they can do. And every time I listen to this, I'm like, She's here. Like, she's starting her healing. Like, I know the feeling. And it's like, that song is like so inspiring to me. I listen to it all the time. I get up in the morning. I don't even know why I start singing it. Like, as soon as I get up, I'm like,
There you go. It's a beautiful thing to have, you know, to have a song. And the beautiful, I love music. I love music in the space that there's always a song that can speak to the mood that you're in, the season that you're in, the journey that you're on.
Yes.
You know? So it's always a beautiful thing to have that. Yes. And secular music, at the end of the day, I think what's important for people to understand, especially people who are in the church, because preaching to the choir is futile, right?
Yeah.
God wasn't lingering in the church to talk to people who already knew what, you know, what it was and what it isn't. Right? So it's like the Creator uses us in order to, and puts us in positions and places and has us in those environments to go through what we're going through, so that we can grow through it and come back and be able to speak to those who are going through something. You know, we always need somebody who can relate. What's the point and purpose of speaking to anyone if they don't relate?
Right.
Not that you need to have a pity party.
Come on now.
But it's nice to be able to have someone that you and I, we can talk and say, oh, yeah, I overstand. I get it. I've been through I overstand the heartbreak. I overstand the disappointment. I overstand the disrespect. You know, and because I can relate to it, there's a bond that we tend to create that, like, you don't even have to, you know, worry about judgment over here because I get it.
Yes, yes. So in the future, are we going to be getting any more inspirational music from Miss Adina Howard?
Like
a LP or something?
You know, I am not sure, because my thing is, I'm so over music. I'm so over music. I have no desire to get into the studio to record anything. I believe for me, just me, God may have other plans. You know, like they say, you make plans, God has, you know, God will make some other ones for you. You're like, oh, I guess I was not doing that. I guess we are going to do this. Okay.
Yeah.
So, but as of right now, my focus is really on She Global.
Okay.
Because that's the next chapter of my life. The platform that I've been given serves the purpose of elevating and helping with the evolution. And to me, being in that music space right now, I don't see where that is going to contribute to the evolution. I've done what I was supposed to do. I've sown those seeds, and those seeds have grown into, now let's move over here.
Yes.
I won't say never, but I don't plan on it.
Okay. It's understandable. It's understandable. I can see, you know, I can see the transition of the shift, you know, the shift into something different. Because I know difference do make a change. You know, it changes other people's visions when you make a difference. And you already have a great platform and a great, great fan base. So you're already a acceptable leader stamped, you know. So I can see you growing She Global to something very, very awesome to help us entrepreneur women get the educational sources that we need on the boss business, boss ladies in business part, okay? Go give them that boss lady energy.
Absolutely. You know, it's so important. It's important, especially for women, because right now it's so unfortunate. And it's not just in this country. It's globally that women are being attacked. There are less than a handful of countries that support women. But there are more than not that don't support our evolution, that don't support us being independent and educated and thriving in a world where we helped create, you know, because without our wombs, there would be no life, you know. It is because of women that kingdoms exist, you know, governments exist, you know.
Yes.
Queens and kings and royalty exists. It's because of what we are able to do. We're able to give life, and we give life on so many levels, and to not be embraced and respected for it is a total shame. And to try to remove, take away from, you know, our ability to contribute to the world in the most positive of ways is sad. And again, that's where She Global comes in. It's like, we're not going to allow ourselves to just be pushed to the wayside and said, you know, you're good. You're just good enough for sex and making babies. And then you might not even be good for the sex. You just might be good for just, you know, being able to repopulate, depending on the mindset.
Things change. Things have really changed.
But the more things change, the more things stay the same, because this isn't this. I mean, this is nothing new. It's just
It's just a pattern that repeats itself. It's going to seem like it's getting worse because people have taken out the real sources, you know, the sources of a woman. You know, they either watering or enhancing it too much.
We all have our interpretations of what life should be like, you know, on an individual level, right? And so these individuals who are wanting to do whatever it is that they're trying to implement, they have their perspective. They have the way that they were brought up as individuals. And because of that, they've been miseducated. And they're in a space of just, you know, a dangerous cycle. That at the end of the day, they're wondering why here in America, our birth rate, you know, is low. And the birth rate is low is because there's a lack of respect. There's a lack of honor, not just from, you know, the male perspective where, you know, they don't respect us and appreciate us, but also from our perspective as well. You know, there's, you know, men and women, the sexes have been pitted against each other. And so there's a lack of respect, a lack of honor, a lack of trust, a lack of love, a lack of light. There's a lot of lack in the situation. When there's lack, it's difficult to bring together. And, you know, and when you have egos, you know, the battling the egos, then that's a whole nother to do, you know, and all of it is just, it's not, it's detrimental for the human race, period.
It is. It's very dangerous. You know, and the Bible says, honor your mother and your father, and the days of your lives will be longer. People are forgetting the whole source, the whole
but
reason.
But also, the thing is this, not only honor your mother and your father, but the parents, you know, the mother and or the father should not be disrespectful and dishonor the child or the children. You know, it's always, you know, reciprocal. Yeah. It's very important that, you know, we understand that it's not just about honoring our parents, but parents honoring their children, because at the end of the day, we all learn from each other. Right? Yes. It's a circle and it's a cycle. And if there's disrespect from the parents to the children, then there's going to be disrespect from the children to the parents. And then there's going to be a lot of animosity and infighting and so on and so forth, to the point where what you see now, right? There are so many males in the world that don't like women. They love what we can do for them, but they don't like us.
Yeah.
Problem. And then there's I'm guilty, because you know, I was raised in a fatherless household, and guys could only do one thing for me, hence freak like me. You know what I'm saying? It was like all they could do, they served a purpose. The pipe was a purpose. All I wanted was that, period. You don't need to do nothing else. I can pay my bills, I can feed myself, I can do whatever. All you need to do is please me.
That's right. Clean the pipes.
I don't need anything else. I need a tune-up, and we can keep it moving. You know? Hello. And so for me, it was like, I did not like guys. I did not like males.
Okay.
But outside of that, it was like, hey, what are you good for?
Yeah.
And that was because, you know, I had, you know, issues with my father. You know, and him not being present, and him being an addict, and just the different things that transpired growing up and not having him around, you know, feeling abandoned and feeling like just lost, and just, it's like, what? Yeah. Where were you? And why was your habit so more important than mine? You know, than being present for me, and not understanding that parents, good, bad, or indifferent, they had a life for us, whether they wanted to hear or not. Whether we're intentionally made or
whoop, they do.
And 9.5 times out of 10, they probably weren't the healthiest individuals to begin with to be having children. And I tell people all the time, because you can does not mean you should.
That's right.
You know,
we are generating some type of mess.
Right. And so, you know, it's just, we need to learn to appreciate each other and respect one another and love each other and like each other. For more than what we can do for one another.
Yes. Yes. Whatever happened to growing together? You know what I'm saying?
Well, but when everybody's you don't have the examples. When you don't have the examples, and then you got to try to figure that out on your own, that's a whole nother to do. Girl, we can be on this.
I used to say the same thing, Adina. I'm like, well, maybe, you know, then I started saying, maybe it's the ramen noodles. Just
the additives. Something's going on. Something is not right.
They teach you
the Kool-Aid and everything.
Yeah, it's like teaching you a lesson eating those ramen noodles. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. It's just like things is not the same. Like, you know, back in the 90s, we was getting ourselves better. You know what I'm saying? We was learning our lessons, but we was having fun learning the lessons. Things have changed. It's like they're going straight into learn a lesson.
Well,
you're gonna learn a lesson.
Well, part of what has taken place is, you know, me being 52, you being 56, we come from an era where there were filters. We don't have filters. The young people don't have filters anymore. Hell, we don't have filters anymore. No, filters do not exist anymore.
No.
You know, and then what is being projected, you know, before us on social media and, you know, television, all of the fake news and all of the divisiveness, because we're constantly exposed to that. Yes. You know, we're now there's a shift that's taking place. And, you know, in order to for us to get back to where we need to be, we're going to have to do an extreme, you know, pendulum, perfect. You know, the swing. And at some point, yes. hopefully we'll land in the middle. But right now we're swinging. Yes. You know, everybody is feeling how they're feeling, and everybody feels like they're justified to feel the way that they feel. Everybody has opinions. Mm-hmm. And like they say, opinions are like assholes. We all have yeah. them. You know, the majority mm-hmm. of us do, and a lot of times they can be shitty. You know, yeah. so it's one of those that sometimes you just need to keep your opinion to yourself. If like back in the day, they say if you don't have opinion, don't say it at all.
Opinion come with tissue.
Huh, what'd you say?
Does that opinion come with tissue?
Okay. Well, a wet wipe, something.
Come on now. Yeah, I feel you. I overstand.
Hello. Right? Yeah.
Yes. Ooh, that thing hits all agendas, for real. But I'm so glad that you came on my show. I'm so glad you know, we're getting to bond and express. So are you going on to the, I seen you had a couple of, platforms, some venues. Are you coming through here to Maryland?
I hope so. Prayerfully, I will be there this year. You know, the year's okay. just, for me, the year's just getting started. So yeah. I do believe that there will be somebody inquiring and bringing me out that way sooner than later.
Yes. I'm definitely ready to do your promote. I'm here.
Thank you.
I'm here. Yes. Yes. Just plug me right on in. I'm here.
Absolutely.
So I have a major question for you before we get off the air. And plus, I want you to give your contact information, especially on She Global. That seemed like it's so interesting. I mean, the upcomings of it. But I have a personal question. Mm-hmm. What does boss lady energy mean to you personally? Mm.
Standing in your truth, honoring yourself, respecting yourself, setting boundaries, not just for other people, but for yourself. Being who you've been called to be. You know, yes. not questioning whether or not you're on time or you're late or do you qualify. Just knowing that at the end of the day, you are a powerful individual, human being, and not allowing anyone to detour you from what it is you've set out to do. And yes. so for me, it's just standing in my truth and not allowing anybody to throw me off of my game.
Yes.
Staying
yes.
focused. Yes. Straight and narrow. Straight and narrow.
That's it. Yeah. Somebody once told me the meaning of moving forward is not looking back.
That part. What you're looking back for. The only time you should reflect, and I must use it as reflect, the only time there should be reflection is to check yourself. Mm. To make sure you're not going back into what you yes. got out.
Yes.
Because you yes. can't, you know, it would behoove you to remember what you've been through, but not to just stay there.
Right.
You know, we have history for a reason, right? And so mm-hmm. it's so important to remember your history so that you do not repeat the error of your ways.
Hmm. Yes. That's so true. That's so true.
So stand on your shit.
That's right. ten toes. For real. I forgot what we used to say. I forgot.
Girl, like that's too many decades. Let that go. I don't remember.
I gotta give me a translator nowadays. I'm like, huh? They can't even keep it simple.
Look, but, look, their language now is like cursive, right? These like it's like how we write. The people look at cursive like, what is that now? That's how their language is. It's like cursive to them. Their language is like that for us. It's like what? What are you talking about? What is this saying?
You talking about me? They got so many letters. Everything is the whole sentence is a letter. I'm like,
oh, the acronyms. Oh, the acronyms. My God. Sometimes I got to put it in the internet search. Like, what does this even mean? My nephew will send me something, and I'm like, "What is that, boy? Like, what is that?" Oh, auntie is da 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 da. I'm like, "Please just spell it out. I'm not here for word puzzles today."
Okay.
Not. I can't do it.
Definitely today. No.
Let's make life easier, simpler, please.
Thank you, Jesus. But Ms. Howard, so. Yeah. Do you have any contact information for your listeners, or you have a word that you want to give to them so they can be inspired to see you, you know, even though you're going to be transitioning? Is it something upcoming that they should be looking for, or stay tuned on your page?
They can reach me on social media. Instagram is The Real Adina Howard, T-H-E. Facebook is Ms. Adina Howard, MS. YouTube, Ms. Adina Howard. I think those are like the three major platforms, I'm assuming. TikTok is The Real Adina Howard as well. She Global is still under wraps right now. When I get off of here, I need to get in my office and start working on the website, because I'm doing it all myself. Yeah. So. Yes. I need to get in there and make that happen. But right now, She Global, it would not be under She Global. It's going to be under She Ecosystem, because I'm creating a She Ecosystem for women to be able to, you know, capitalize on the equity that we generate in this world.
Nice.
So eventually, they will, instead of looking for She Global, they'll be looking for She Ecosystem.
So that means you're gonna be doing more public speaking and gatherings and seminars and let me know. I'd love to come too. That sounds really nice. That's gonna be a nice setup. I can't wait to evolve. I pray in Jesus' name that Ms. Adina Howard gets the desires of her heart, Lord. Place it in her heart.
I want the desires of God's heart for me. Because, honey, look, my desires is limited like a mug.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
This is the thing. And this is one of the things that human beings really should grasp the hold of. We, as humans, our minds are very limited, right? A lot of times we cannot think past what we've been taught and told. And so... It's important to not even try to wrap your head around some things, because when God has something for you, it's beyond your imagination. And when I shifted from CEO to She Global, I literally was driving down the street one day and I was just like, okay, God. okay. I see you. I see what you're doing. Okay. This is major. Oh, come on. And this is literally how I'm talking in the car, by the way, by myself. I'm like, oh, you better do that. Okay.
Okay.
In the car, like,
lipstick on the windowsill.
Girl, like, when I tell you, I was in prayer and meditation, and I was thinking about the success of it. I could not wrap my head around the success of it. And I said, I don't want to speak on the success of it, because me speaking on the success of it from a human space is going to limit what God has for me. So there are no words that I can formulate to even begin to quantify the magnitude of what I've been given. You know, all I can do is, like, God is going to show you, and I'm just going to be in the forefront, just, you know, being the representative. I was, you know, assigned the stewardship of this. And so I'm excited about that.
I understand. Yes. I overstay in saying, I really do. I understand what you're saying, because I'm in this, how can I say it? I'm out of the midwife, and I birthed this, I Believe Network podcasters for the will of God. You know, I know God put this as an assignment this year. He told me, after everything I've been through, he said, your next assignment is you.
That part. Hello. Hello.
It's you. The God in you needs to come out and show my glory.
Yes, absolutely.
This is his glory right here. And this is a divine timing conversation, my sister, my queen.
Received.
This was supposed to happen.
Received.
Mm-hmm. Amen. This is supposed to happen.
Hence why it's happening.
Yes. Because what the devil meant for bad, God's going to turn it around for good.
And you
That's
know
what? He
I was going to say this to you earlier. Yes. And the gentleman said we got to, you know, get on because we can talk about it later, basically, is what he was saying. I think, and this is just my perspective, and who am I? Little
yes,
old me.
Ma'am.
We give too much credit to the enemy and not enough to the creator.
Amen.
You know, at the end of the day, it's like, well, the devil did this and that, but what did God do?
Right.
You know, the devil did this and God did. First of all, the devil can't make you do anything that you don't want to do, just like God can't make you do anything you don't want to do, because it's all free will.
Yeah, free will.
You know, so when I look at situations when, you know, people say, well, the devil, no. Let's not give that the credit it does not deserve, first and foremost. And
right.
Just recognize that at the end of the day, you are your own worst enemy and your best friend.
Yes.
And whatever got in the way, 9.5 times out of 10, it wasn't the devil, it was you.
Come on now.
But
that's
if you don't
right.
have responsibility and hold yourself accountable, then yeah, it was the devil.
That's right.
Period.
Yeah. Win, lose, win.
Exactly.
Exactly, for real. Win, lose, win. But everyone, you know, the devil is not put here to make us scared of him or whatever he's supposed to do. It's just making us aware of our sinful ways. You know, that's how I feel, our sinful ways, which can be changed, because sin is like, I once read in a book, sin is like, you know, a bow and arrow, and you're trying to hit the mark. And you keep trying to hit the mark and you can't hit it, that's sin. That's why we have a chance to repent and recover from the things that we do, because we have not hit that mark yet. You know what I'm saying? But once we hit that mark,
you need to do
full surrenderness.
Yeah, but if you ain't hit the mark, you better take you some classes on how to hit the damn mark. Do some studying.
Sophie?
You're pulling that bow and arrow back and you keep missing the mark, something. You're doing something correct. Let's get it together. Go get some instruction.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Go get a GPS on it, right?
Coach. You know, somebody.
I love you so much, Miss Howard. I love you so much. Mwah. You have given me so much love, and I appreciate you so much. But we're going to have to wrap it up, and maybe we'll talk later.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So you want to give a shout out with Boss Lady Energy?
What's up, family? It is your girl, Adina Howard, and Boss Lady Energy is everything. Stand on it. 10 toes down. Yes. Don't shortchange yourself. Love you. Know you. And it goes beyond believing in you. Know you. That's important.
Amen. Thank you, Miss Howard.
You're so
welcome. Be blessed.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Blessing.
Yeah. You already know what time it is. It's that Boss Lady Energy. What belief meets the mic and power meets the moment.